It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio Monday through Friday, 2 to 5. Here we are. And by the way, I say it all the time, but if you find yourself driving outside of the overly broad range of our AM-FM capability, just know that you can go to rightsideradio.org, click Listen Live, and you'll hear the show. No matter where you is, there we is. And Miss Copper is running the board. Good day to you, Miss Copper.
Hello. Happy Wednesday already.
Happy Wednesday already. That's right. It's a short week. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like we just came back, which we actually we did.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's a short week, but there's lots of news. I mean, and it's crazy too to watch what's happening. I gotta tell you, our Attorney General just stepped up today and did something that I'm gonna tell you about here in just a minute. But it goes straight to the question of all the COVID restrictions that we're seeing. All of the you know, vast government overreach. And all of the freak show, you know, fear mongering that we see in most of the media. AL.com is like the most fatalistic online presence I have ever seen in my life. But let me ask you, think about this. Have you ever been to a country where freedom was a thing they could only dream of? I mean, just that thing, you know, that's spoken of in hushed tones. The ideas of freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and they're just that, they're just ideas. In some places, they are. I mean, people all over the world still see the United States as the bastion of freedom, the shining city on a hill. It's a place where anyone can succeed because anyone is allowed to succeed. And they have these thoughts of us that ring, you know, in a different level. I remember when I first got to Afghanistan at the beginning of the war, talking to an Afghan farmer. And he literally looked me in the eye, and he said this, and he believed it with all his heart. And he was a farmer, so you can imagine what rain meant to him. But he said, you know, sir, he said, the Taliban ruled Afghanistan for many years. And for those many years, it did not rain. And then the Americans came, and it rained. And he believed that with all his heart, that literally we had changed the tone of things because of who we are as a people. I met a man in Baghdad who told me one time that he was sitting in a coffee shop and that Uday Hussein, who was the son of Saddam Hussein, the tyrant that ruled for generations in Iraq and literally limited everything in the world, a true tyrant, that Uday Hussein, his son, one time took a tiger out of the zoo and brought it to that restaurant and set it loose in the restaurant just to see what would happen, because he could. Folks, I'm telling you, totalitarianism is viewed painfully by any person. It always results, too, in a freewheeling, cavalier attitude towards those everyday folks. You know, the ones that we have to rule over, say the tyrants. I mean, can you imagine living like that? Living where your movements are restricted, where your church is shut down, where your assembly is forbidden, where your business is quashed, your rights no longer considered rights? Might sound a bit familiar if you stop to think about it. Now, let me ask you this. What price would you put on your freedom? How far would you go? Or on the opposite end of that question, what price would you put on your security? And to get some measure of security, would you be willing to sacrifice your freedom? Well, listen, living here in Alabama, we haven't fully felt the impact of government in the same way that some of our brethren and sistren in the other places have. I mean, we've had our shutdowns, yes. 14 days to flatten the curve got multiplied times like 50. One pastor told me he was never going to let his church be shut down again, period. And that's a very large church, by the way. You know, do we wear the masks or we don't wear the masks? Kids are safe, kids are not safe. Shut down the schools, but yet we have no internet capability for many of them. So how do they finish their education? All these things matter. But then you look around and you say, okay, it's better to live in Alabama, I get it. I mean, look at California. California is still one of the most heart-wrenching things I ever saw on the internet was the fact that a lady's restaurant, her life's work, was shut down, and then the local county government allowed a food court to be set up in her parking lot by a movie company so they could feed their movie crews, but she couldn't open. Or about New York City? It's just like a ghost town. I love New York City. One of my favorite places to take Charlene. There was a recent article in The Hill magazine dated August 23rd, so it's not too far back. It questioned the concepts of restrictions on liberty if, in fact, those restrictions are considered, quote, good for you. Well, the late Supreme Court Justice, as quoted in that article, Antonin Scalia, He wondered rhetorically if Congress had the constitutional power to make people eat broccoli if it was determined to be good for them. He went on to say in the article that mandates can take different forms. President Biden has just said that he plans to penalize nursing homes that don't vaccinate their staff. They'll be denied Medicare and Medicaid funding. Or how about this? Up in New York, a federal judge recently put conditions on a prisoner's bail based upon his vaccination status. And the quote from the order said, quote, in light of the ongoing pandemic and the danger to public health of choosing to forego vaccinations, that it is to require that the defendant receive a COVID-19 vaccination before being released. Really? So the man's freedom was based upon his vaccination status. But I'll tell you right now, the one that takes the cake, all these things are happening, and they're happening, by the way, in your country, some of which are happening in your state or did happen in your state. But the one that takes the cake right now, the prize for Orwellian interference is, believe it or not, Australia. Now, I've always wanted to go to Australia. I mean, talk about a bucket list. I mean, if I had a bucket list and one of them had a destination piece on it, it's going to be Australia. And I've been all over the world, but I've never been there. The land down under, one of our greatest allies, that amazing independent nation/continent. What a cool place. But have you heard what's happening now? I mean, literally, and I'm going to unpack it for you more in a few minutes, but literally right now, they are so locked down, they have instituted in some parts of the country apps that you have to download on your phone that have facial recognition, and they have to they send you these momentary, like out-of-the-blue notices, and you have 15 minutes to show them where you are by geolocator and facial recognition software. They're in quarantine. They have quarantine camps. Quarantine camps. Can you believe that? Citizens and soldiers are stuck overseas in Australia, not allowed to return home. Bans on intrastate travel. I mean, I'm talking not going across the sea to another country. I'm talking about you can't go from one state to another. It'd be like not being able to drive from Alabama to Georgia. So how did that happen? How did that happen in a free society? I'll tell you how, because no one said anything. And by the time they did, it was too late. So what price do you put on your freedom? Well, what price indeed? I mean, if it can happen in Australia, if it can happen in California, New York, and really since it partially happened in Alabama with the government picking winners and losers last year, you have to ask yourself, all right, so what would I say? And when would I say it? Well, the time to say it is now. If you wait to the heat of the moment, it's already too late. It's like checking the boat for leaks well after you set sail. You got to do the preemptive work now. You see, an ounce of momentary discomfort right now might save you a pound of pain later on. So I say these things a lot, but I'm going to say them again. You need to care about every single election. I don't care if it's for dog catcher. Everything from President of the United States right down to your city school, your local school board, your city mayor, your town council. I don't care if you live in a town, you know, the size of Dog Patch. If you have a town council, you need to care about who's on that council. And then here's the next thing. Ask questions. Ask them respectfully, but ask questions. If they're public officials, they should be required to answer the questions. In fact, they are required to answer the questions. And know your rights. That's the next thing. Know your rights. And be willing to say, not on my watch. Not on my watch. And I would encourage you to rally others. Be encouraging. Don't stoop to the liberal level, all right? I'm not asking you to do your own cancel culture and yada, yada. I'm just saying literally, be encouraging and rally up some others, but don't stoop down to that liberal level that we see with, you know, riots and those kind of things. But show the world an example of a true believer. You know what you believe in. You know that which for which you're willing to stand. Show the world an example of a true believer. And if we do those things, and if we do them now, and if we do them consistently, this nation, these freedoms, these liberties will prevail. If we don't do them, well, just take a look at the land down under and just imagine. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, folks, it's sad. I mean, I am thinking Charlene and I have a major anniversary. 35 years coming up, our anniversary. I want to take her on a trip. A little hard to do. And I guess Australia is out of the question right now. But, folks, you got to ask the questions. You got to ask them now. Don't wait until the liberties have been infringed to then raise your hand. You got to be doing it in advance, because if you wait too late, it's too late. All right, folks, we got plenty more where that came from. I'm going to spend some time unpacking that Australia thing for you. You're going to be blown away. But first, I got to tell you what your attorney general did just 1 hour ago. It's good news. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.